Right now, though, we go to the Atlas Pizza and Sports Bar guest hotline. Come watch the football game and enjoy our game day specials, open for dine-in, and as always, takeout. Atlas Pizza and Sports Bar at 6060 Memorial Drive, Northeast. On the hotline, Michael Blair joins us. Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Welcome to Calgary. I assume you're here. You're here, right? You're here?
Oh, yeah. I'm here. Yep.
Right on, man. What the ATB Financial Classic will tee off tomorrow with round one. Are you in a pro-am today? Is it a practice round? What does this look like?
Yeah, so we had a pro-am yesterday, another one today at 1 p.m. And then, yeah, starts up tomorrow and runs Thursday through Sunday.
So tell us about your form. Tell us about what you think of the course and how excited you are to tee it up in Calgary this week.
Yeah, I've been playing pretty well this year, so form's pretty good. Course is awesome, probably my favorite of the year. Played here a couple times, maybe 5 years ago or so, so I didn't remember all of it. But, yeah, it's great. It's really good condition. Greens are perfect. Hopefully the weather should be all right for us, so I'm really looking forward to the week.
It is Calgary. You're probably going to get a bit of everything, but I'd expect cooler weather and the greens will fly. That's normally this tournament's played in August or earlier. Here we are in mid-September. No snow. That's the good news. What do you remember about the talents? We were out there last week for a media day and altitude change, elevation changes, quick greens. And yeah, you want a hot putter this week, but that probably describes every golf course.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, definitely. We've been in the East Coast for, the first half of the season, so I'll definitely come out here. Definitely remember the elevation. Ball starts going a lot farther, so that's always, welcome. When all of a sudden you get the club, hit one club less into all the holes. So, yeah, that's nice. I remember that, the slick greens, elevation changes. Great golf course.
You're playing pretty well. I'm looking. You're third on the tour points list. That's got to be feeling good. What have you made of what's worked for you so far this season? As we've seen, I guess, kind of different fields, not as many foreigners and a ton of Canadians getting some exposure this year.
Yeah, so the whole point, I guess, for this year was for something for us Canadians to play since we couldn't really travel. So it was great that we had the opportunity to play. And the game's been very solid. And then I just happened to finally make some putts the 1 week. They all went in the same week and was fortunate enough to win the PEI Open the third week there. And then I think I've had a couple other top 20 since then. The ball striking's always been there. It's just as a matter of can I get the putts to go in.
And how was Elk Ridge? I believe the first year that they've hosted that event in northern Saskatchewan. I've heard lots of good things about the course. I haven't played it for a decade or so. But how did the Elk Ridge Open go?
Yeah, that was good. I played all right. I think I finished 19th or so. Didn't finish as strongly as I liked. But the course was, the course is incredible. Really, really good condition. Reminded me of a Northern Ontario type of thing, cut out through the trees, really had to be accurate off the tee. And again, some great greens there. Really, a lot of positional shots, keep it in play, be smart with where you're trying to go. And I think they're going back there for 7 or 8 years. So looking forward to going back to a great spot up there.
Yeah. You think Saskatchewan, this is not carved out of the wheat fields. This is a boreal forest we're talking. So that might've caught some people by surprise out there, I'm guessing.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, I think there was one time when I was on the tee of a hole, about to hit my tee shot, and all of a sudden, the group in front of us all piles out of the right trees, and I thought they were already gone, but they're all looking for their balls off to the right there.
There you go.
That's sure happened more than once.
Yeah, that's not sand greens on the prairie. A little different than that. You're 30 now, Michael. Tell us about your career and the winding road that brings you to the Mackenzie PGA Tour of Canada this summer.
Well, first of all, I'm actually 29, so pump the brakes on the 30 there. We're not quite ready to embrace the
3-0. Hey, you know what? Yet. You and I will team up. We'll co-sign the email. The webmaster's killing you here. I'm literally on website. They're doing you dirty here, calling you 30 before you're 30.
Throwing me under the bus, big time.
So tell us about the journey.
So I turned pro in 2016. I tore my rotator cuff. Had a shoulder injury, so kind of got off to a slow start there. My last year at university, had that shoulder injury. Did a bunch of physio. Went out to do Monday qualifiers and get Mackenzie Tour in 2016. Had some success, made some cuts, qualified for some events, but nothing too special. And then 2017 came around, shoulder started bugging me again. And at that point, I decided I need to get it fixed once and for all. So basically 2017, shut her down, didn't play any golf, didn't touch a club in 2018, and just started playing again in the spring of 2019. So had a decent year in 2019. I managed to qualify for the Canadian Open that year, but the consistency just was not there at all. So then, you know, finally a year into it, 2020, getting some consistency, started hitting it better again, and then COVID hits. So I kind of lose that year last year. And then this year was really close to being another lost year. But luckily, we were able to, you know, the tour was able to throw together these events for the Canadians, so we have something to play in, which is amazing. But to me, it really feels like my first year all over again. Like I'm just starting, even though technically I've been professional for 5 years.
That's crazy. And you know what? I think we can all relate to the hockey story in this country where we watch junior leagues. We know how their schedules run. We're very familiar with what normally happens. And we saw kids in their draft year last year not even have any games played. Like the OHL didn't even get going last year. What was it like for you and your brethren trying to make it as professional golfers to not know, you know, what if you'd be able to travel, to have tours not start up? I mean, what are you doing to make ends meet? How are you surviving all this? And what have sort of the, I guess, the stories and tales you've been sharing with the other golfers been about this last year and a half that's been so wild?
Yeah, well, some guys were fortunate enough that, you know, they had places down south to play that they could fly down to. Normally, I drive down there, so that wasn't really an option for me to get south. So I stayed home. Didn't do a whole lot, you know, tortured myself watching the Leafs all winter, which was extremely painful. I have a putting mat in the house, so I was working on the putter and, hitting balls where I could. But, I mean, everything was shut down. Like, you couldn't even go to indoor places in Ontario and hit balls. So it was, it wasn't great. And then, you know, I was thinking of anything I could do, right? I was thinking about driving out west to Vancouver, Victoria, even, because it's a little bit more mild in the winters there, obviously. So, trying to find anything I could do, but then you realize, hey, we don't even have a schedule. There's like nothing planned, so I'm preparing for nothing essentially. If I do go anywhere, you really don't know what's going to happen. So it's kind of it wasn't a great time, and I think a lot of guys were in the same boat there. They were not much to look forward to. Everyone just kind of trying to get through it together however they can.
Anything you took for granted before that you're now like, okay, I'm going to really soak this in? I'm given, you know, it takes something being taken away from any of us before we realize what we had sometimes.
Yeah, just, the mask thing, I don't mind wearing the mask, but like, you know, the first time I could go anywhere without it was in PEI because there, you know, you had to have a PEI pass. Everyone's double vaccinated. So the mask, you can wear a mask if you want, but it's not required out there. And that was like first time in 2 years. And like I said, I don't mind wearing it. We all got to do our part, but it's nice to be able to go out there and go into buildings and not have to put one on. But little things, you know, driving across the border, like going down south. Normally I try to go down south for the winter, just day-to-day life kind of stuff. Yeah, I know I can't think of that many other specific examples, but yeah, I just felt a lot, you know, a lot less like, you know, you could do what you wanted to do.
I mean, sure.
It was tough for everyone.
Well, we wish you the best of luck this week. That win already in Prince Edward Island and heading west. We wish you good weather, low scores, long drive, short putts, all that good stuff. Really appreciate the time this morning, and we hope you enjoy your time here in town. I guess on a course you're somewhat familiar with.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, I know. I love Calgary. My cousins, half my family's from out here, so I spend lots of time here as a kid. So it's a place I love coming back to. Hopefully, get the good vibes going.
Love it. Thank you, Michael. Appreciate your time.
Thank you.